Today's Shir Masechta Tainis, Daf Yud, we will begin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the top line, Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael Nevras Tchila. Eretz Yisrael was created first as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eretz Yisrael, he created the rest of the world. Shenemar Oid Adloi Asa Oretz. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Eretz. When we speak about Eretz, we obviously refer to Eretz Yisrael. V'chutzos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rest, v'chutzos, all the other areas outside of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi explains. And the Rashba explains that the reason when the Pasuk uses the word Eretz, without any other explanation, do we say that the Pasuk is referring to Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz means Rotzon. Eretz is the same word as Rotzon. And the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves most, is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Pasuk refers to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz, without any other need to add that it's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Mashka Oysai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, continues the Gemara, that Eretz Yisrael gets fed with water by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoyde b'atzmai, v'kol ha'olam kulay, the rest of the world, aydei shliach, is not only through a shliach. Shnemar, the Pasuk says in Iyov, ha'noisim mata apnei aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself puts rain on Eretz and Eretz Yisrael, v'shaleich mayim apnei chutzos, and then he takes the rain to the rest of the world. Because, as the Mashal explains, Eretz Yisrael, as we said a minute ago, is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays most attention to. And therefore, it only makes sense that Eretz Yisrael should get rained on first. The Gvuras Ari, going back to Gemara that we learned on the Abayis, explains that we learned the Gemara on the Abayis that the Mafteach of Geshamim, the Mafteach of rain, is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel kept for himself. Says the Gvuras Ari, regarding what place in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep that key just for himself, that's regarding Eretz Yisrael. But in any other country, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not feel the need, kaviyochel, to keep the key for himself, and he lets Shlichim take over and take care of the rain. Eretz Yisrael, Shoyse Megishamim, Eretz Yisrael gets the rainwater. What is left over in the clouds after the rain falls in Eretz Yisrael falls on the rest of the world. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael, and then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes watering Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that water, the leftover water, which is not the same level, and gives it to the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael shoyes tchila. First, Eretz Yisrael gets rained upon, v'kol olam kulay l'b'soif, and then only afterwards, the rest of the world. Shenemar, ha'noisim mata apnei aretz, v'shaleich mayim apnei chutzos. Eretz Yisrael gets rained before. The Rashba explains that it's not necessary that Eretz Yisrael is actually rained on first, but explains the Rashba. What it means is that in rain there is the rain, the Gishmei Bracha that we explained all often about in this Masechta, and says the Rashba that the Gishmei Bracha fall on Eretz Yisrael. And the other Gishamim, the other rain that falls in the world, which aren't of the category of Gishmei Bracha, that's the Geshem, that's the rain that falls in the rest of the world. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer uses this concept to explain a Maimer Chazal, something that Chazal often speak about. Chazal often speak about that Eretz Yisrael is Gevaya Mikol HaRotzos, that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other countries. And the Chasam Sofer points out that that is not necessarily the case. It will take a ruler, will take whatever measuring stick, we won't necessarily find that Eretz Yisrael is taller than any other place in the world. explains the Chasam Sofer, what it means is that Eretz Yisrael is more choshev, it's taller, it's more significant than any other place in the world, as we see so in our Gemara. And says the Gemara, Mashal Adam Shemagbel Asagvina, somebody who makes cheese. So the way cheese is made is by putting some sort of a rennet, some sort of a hardening agent into the milk, and that milk curdles into cheese. And then you squeeze those curds, and you have cheese. And the liquid that gets squeezed out is called whey, W-E-H-E-Y. In Lashon of the Gemara, it's called the Siyubi de Chalba. So when you make the cheese, Neutel Oichel, the cheese, is a lot more valuable than the psoilus, than the whey. So too, Eretz Yisrael is more significant than anything else. And I saw that the Sefer Or HaCham explains what is the Gemara trying to tell us with this mashal, that even though the whole world gets rained upon, so we look at Eretz Yisrael and we look at the rest of the world and we see that there's rain on all the countries in the world. Still, says the Or HaCham, what our Gemara is teaching us has been part of the theme of what we've been learning in today's shiur, is that the rain that falls in Eretz Yisrael is the Gishmei Bracha, they're the cheese, and the rain that falls in other places are the lesser quality, they're not the Gishmei Bracha. Amamar, we spoke in our previous shiur that according to Rabbi Lezer, that the water from the ocean, particularly the Atlantic Ocean, is the source of all rain. Mamkim heim ba'ovim, and as that water evaporates into the rain, into the clouds, that's how it gets not so salty. Manole, says the Gemara, where does Rabbi Lezer know this from? Answers the Gemara, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Cheshkes Mayim of Eishchakim. So the Pasuk speaks about the clouds and uses the word Cheshkes, which means dark. Ksiv, but there's a Pasuk in Shmuel that also speaks about them, about the clouds, but there the Pasuk uses the words Chashras Mayim of Eishchakim. So says the Gemara, what you have to do is Shkol Kuf V'Shadei Resh. You have to combine these two words, V'Kribei, and now what the word will be, Hachsharas. The Hachsharas means it's suitable, making suitable, that the rainwater becomes suitable when it's in the clouds. Rabbi Shua says that the rain emanates from the clouds, so there's no need to, so to speak, sweeten those rain, that water. Behani cry my darshbe. Why will he use these psukim to teach us? Answers the Gemara. Savla kihar the chaser of Dimi Amar. Amri b'marava. The yeshiva bachrim used to teach us in Eretz Yisrael. Nor anani, when the clouds are thin and clear, zermai, the rain will not be so heavy. Choshech onani, but when you have thick clouds, sagimoy, you will have thick rain. Kaman Azla, continues the Gemara in discussing this machloikas that we've been learning between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, how rain comes. Kaman Azla hadatana, mayim hal yoinim, the upper waters, b'mamoroi hem tuluyim, are connected to what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them to remain in existence. Operiseyim, and what comes out of those mayim al yonim are the geshamim. Shenema mepri masecha tizba aretz. That means from the water that comes out in the clouds that are in heaven, that's what causes the rain to come, which falls on the world. Command that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that the rain emanates from the clouds in the sky. Rabbi Lezer, who says that the rain emanates from the water that's on this world, the pasuk is not referring that the rain comes from the mayim al yonim. It says that everything that what the pasuk means to say is that everything we have in this world comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Shimon Levi, kol ha'olam kulay betamtzus gan Adam hushasay. All of the rain that we have in this world is really coming from Gan Eden. Shenema v'nar yetzim Eden. The pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis that there was a river emanating from Gan Eden. Lahashkas is Agan. Umesham yiparid la'abaroshim. And that branched off. But it all started off in Gan Eden. Tanam etamtzus, the what's left over, the water that's left over in a from a large barrel, base kor, if you have a water that's left over, shoysa tarkif, if you have water that, you have enough water in a barrel, in a large barrel, that could water a big field the size of base kor, then you could have leftover that will be enough to water a small field the size of a tarkif. So too, which is a 60th. A tarkif is a 60th of a kor. So too, as we're going to learn in a moment, the world is small compared to Gan Eden. The leftover water from Gan Eden is sufficient to water the rest of the world. Tana Rabbanan Eretz Mitzrayim, have a Abba Meis Parsa, Al Abba Meis Parsa. Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 by 400 Parsa. Hu Echad Mishishim B'Kush, which is a 60 of the size of Kush. B'Kush Echad Mishishim B'Olam. Kush is the 60th of the entire world. Kol Olam Echad Mishishim B'Gan. The whole world is a 60th of the Gan. Gan Echad Mishishim L'Edim. And the Gan is a 60th of Edim. V'Edim Hu Echad Mishishim L'Gehenim. And Edim is a 60th of Gehenim. Nimtza Kol Olam Kulay. That we look at the size of the whole world in comparison to Gehenna, it's no different. It's no more than Kisu Kederik Gehenna. It's just the amount that's a lid on top of Gehenna. It's a very small lid. V'yeshem Gehenna ain't a shear. That Gehenna doesn't have a shear. V'yesh Oimrim should Gehenna ain't a shear. That we have to have the way the Mefarshim explain that Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes the bad and the good in equal sizes. So that's why the Gan Eden and Gehenna have to be somewhat equivalent. The pasuk says that Yirmiyah speaks about Bavel and says Shchanta Amayim Rabim. That Bavel is a country that lives with a lot of water. Rabbis Oitzroisos says the Gemara Migaram LeBavel Shia Oitzroisos Melspar. What caused that there should be an abundance of grain in Bavel? Since it's next to a lot of water, so there's plenty of water available to water the fields of Bavel, and that's why it's able to have a lot of tvua. Amar Rava, see the Bavel, the chatz the b'loy mitra. They'll have tvua that will grow even without rain. Amar Baya, naktinan. We have a Messiah, we have a tradition. Tuvani, that Bavel is very moist, naturally moist, v'loy yufshani, and not dry. So as we began the Masechta, we started speaking about when we say Moed HaGeshem. We also discussed right at the beginning of the Masechta that during the winter, in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, we ask for rain, v'sein talamotar. And the question was, until when is that said? And we said it said until Pesach. But now the Gemara begins to discuss when do we begin saying the same Talmudim. And as we discussed earlier on Daf Vav, there are three opinions about the Revius, about the times that it's appropriate for the rain to come. The opinion of Rameir was Revius Rishoyna is on Gimel Macheshvan, the Shnia is on 7 days of Macheshvan, and the third one is on 17 days of Macheshvan. And the opinion of Yehuda was that Rishon is B'Zayin, Shni is B'Yud Zayin, and Shlish is B'Chof Gimel Machezvin. And the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that Rishon is B'Yud Zayin, the Shni is B'Chof Gimel, and the Shlish is B'Rish Chodesh Kislev. Says the Mishnah, B'Shlosh B'Machezvin, 3 days in Chezvin, says the Gemara Sha'alim Es Geshamim. We begin to say B'Sein Talamotam. That's consistent with the opinion of Rameya that the Revi'a Rishayna is on Gimel Machashvin. Rav Gamliel Omer, B'Shivaba, we begin on 7 days. Why? Because according to him, he's going to hold Shu Chamish, because it's Chamish Asu Yom Chachag. It's 15 days after Sukkot, and that's the time, as we're going to discuss, when we should start saying the same Talmudor, because Kadesh Yigia Achash of Yisrael, we want to give the opportunity even for the last person in Eretz Yisrael, Laharpros, as he's leaving Yerushalayim, where he was there, to be oil regal, he should be able to get back to Tzisra, get back home in time. And as the Mefarshim explained, if he's going to be able to get up to Pras by that time, there's nowhere in Tzisra, there's no one at Tzisra that he won't be able to get back to before there'll be a problem with flooding. Another pshat that I saw is that people who lived further than Nahar Pras did not have to be oil regal, because the halacha is only people who live in Eretz Yisrael have to be oil regal. If you live past that place, you don't have to be oil regal. And since you don't have to be oil regal, you could go to the Har Pras. You don't have to worry about that he's not going to get back to Eretz Yisrael on time. So the halacha follows a Gamliel that says that in Eretz Yisrael, we begin saying the same Talmoter on the seventh day of Cheshvan, which is 15 days of Sukkos. And the Tosfos, Rashi explains, because Zayin Ma'Cheshvan is 15 days after Sukkos. But the Tosfos Yontif points out that that's only in our fixed calendar, that Tishrei is always a 30-day month. In the time of Ragamliel, they didn't have a fixed calendar, as we discussed extensively in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it depended every year when the time was to start saying Talmoter, based on when was it exactly 15 days after Yontif. But as we said, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that in Eretz Yisrael, we begin saying the same Talmoter 7 days in Cheshvan, which are 15 days after Sukkos. Although rain is needed in Eretz Yisrael immediately after Sukkos, Rav Gamliel says that we postpone saying the same Talmoter to give enough time for Oyle Regel to go home. The Ritva says that in the time that we live now, where we don't unfortunately have a Beis HaMikdash, the Ritva says we should begin saying the same Talmoter right after Sukkos. The concern of getting the early regal back to Eretz Yisrael, getting back home before the rain begins, unfortunately, says the Ritva, doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskin that even today we don't ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael until 2 weeks after Sukkos. And the Ran explains why. So the Ran says that even though there is unfortunately no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bezman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but still says there was a minig by people that they would travel to Yerushalayim for Yontif, reminiscent of being Oil Regel. In fact, the Tashbatz discusses that people would come to Eretz Yisrael even in his time to be oil regal. So even though it's not actually really being oil regal, it's not, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but since so many people came to Eretz Yisrael, that's why they continued the minig that we don't start in Eretz Yisrael saying the same Talmoter until 15 days after Sukkos. Amar Belazar, as we just discussed, the halacha is Kerav Gamliel, the halacha follows Reb Gamliel. Tanya, Chananya Omer. Now Chananya begins to discuss, what about Begoylo and Bovel that doesn't need rain? Says the Gemara, we don't begin saying Saint Talmoter at Shishim B'Tkufa until 60 days after the Tkufa begins. Amar Rav Huna B'Chia Amar Shmuel Halacha Chananya, that is the halacha that we only begin in Chutz Laretz saying, and Bovel saying it. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true that Shmuel Paskin like Chananya? When do we begin starting to say the same Talmoter? Amalu kimayl tzivil beis tavis rishba, from the time that they take the wood in to this person who used to be a person who caught animals, that's the point when we start taking the wood in, and not from 60 days. And says the Gemara, this time that they used to take this wood in is the same as when they used to, as 60 days from Kufa. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, when we speak about 60 days from Tekufa, Yom Shishim, Kalifnei Shishim, do we consider that like before the 60 days, and we don't yet begin saying the same Talamatar? Oy Kalacha Shishim, and on day 60, we already begin saying the same Talamatar? Toshma, Rav Amar Yom Shishim, Kalacha Shishim, that's already like afterwards. Vishmu Amar Yom Shishim, Kalifnei Shishim, Amar Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, how do we remember whose opinion is whose? The Simonach, Eloi by Maya. People who live higher up in the mountain need water more, and therefore Rav, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, which we mentioned earlier in our shir, is Gevoya Mikol HaRatzos, is higher than all other places. So he needed more rain, because the rain rolls down the mountain. So he starts asking for the rain earlier. Tatoi, but Shmuel, who lived in Bavel, which we've also said was a valley, and therefore doesn't have such a great need for rain. So he could start saying the same Talmudah later. Amra Papa says the Gemara that Halacha is Hilchsa Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, that we begin saying it already on the 60th day from the Tekufa. And that is the Halacha, that we begin in Chutz Laretz saying the same Talmudah 60 days after the Tekufa Tishrei. Now, even though we're speaking about the Tekufa Tishrei, the Tekufa Tishrei is not exactly when four begins. Four begins on September 22nd, whereas the Tekufa Tishrei starts on October 7th, or in the year before a leap year, it begins on October 8th. And therefore, we begin saying the same Talmudah 60 days later, which is December 5th, or in the year before leap year is December 6th. The reason why the Tekufas Tishrei is not consistent with when four begins on September 22nd is that we consider the solar year as exactly 365 and a quarter days. But actually, the solar year is a little less. And therefore, three of every 4 years of the solar calendar are 365 days long. And every fourth year is a leap year with an extra day added to February. And that's how we average out the 365 and a quarter days. However, since, as we said, it's really the solar year is exactly a little less than 365 and a quarter years, they adjusted the calendar by every century, a year, which is supposed to have 29 days in February, will only have 28 days. That happened in the century of the 1800s, the 1900s, and the 2100s. If this correction would be made every century, it would be too extreme. And therefore, they only make this correction in every three or four centuries. That does, therefore, the first year of every fourth century, the year 2000 and the year 2400 and the year 2500, does indeed contain the regularly added leap day, February 29th. So, since the halacha doesn't take into consideration all of these calculations, so that's why the tekufa, and what we're learning in our shir, that same Talmudah is so connected, is not so consistent with the secular calendar. And that's why in the 20th century, in the 19th century, it was set on December 4th. In the 20th century, it moved to December 5th because we took off a day from the year 1900. In the 21st century, the day remained the same. In the 22nd century, it will move to December 6th. So Gemara said that since the people in Bavel don't need that much rain, we could push off saying the same Talmudah until later. So the question is, what about people that don't live in Bavel? We've been learning in our shir that Bavel is a place that's particularly moist. And since it's particularly moist, they don't need such rain. But the Rush already discusses that in Europe, they need rain much earlier. Says the Rush that we should begin saying the Saint Talmater in Europe like we begin in Eretz Yisrael on 7 days in Cheshvan. And moreover, the Rush suggests that since they need rain in Europe longer than they need rain in the Middle East, they should continue saying the Saint Talmater until Shavuos. However, Shulchan Aruch paskens not like the Rush, paskens like Rashi, that all of Chutz La'aretz should begin saying the Saint Talmater like we do in Bavel 60 days after the Tekufas, after the fall begins. The Ramah writes that if somebody said the Saint Talmater after Pesach, we can rely on the opinion of the Rush, but the Evid, that the Rush says we can continue saying, davening for rain, even in the months after Pesach, if we need rain. So even though normally, if you're going to say Saint Talmater in a time when we don't need rain, you should have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, this is not considered such a terrible situation, because we do need rain in these countries, and we do have the opinion of the Rush, so with the Evid, we don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, I saw a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shas of Tshuvas, Yabia Oimer, Chelek Hei Oir Chaim Simen Tezvav. If somebody said Saint Talmater before Zayin Cheshvan, he says you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Because as we discussed, the only reason we push off in Eretz Yisrael saying the Saint Talmater until we push off saying the Saint Talmater until Zayin Cheshvan is because the Oile Regalim. And the Ran said that we don't have that concern. So even though the Shulchan Aruch paskin that we should say it, we should only wait for Zayin Cheshvan, we could rely on the Ran that if one did say the Saint Talmater, he shouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Another very important question. If somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael happens to be in Chutz La'aretz after Sukkos, the Beis Yosef says that he should follow the minig of where he is and not begin saying the Saint Talmater until December 5th or 6th, whatever the date is. Similarly, a person of Chutz La'aretz who's visiting Eretz Yisrael after Sukkos, says the Beis Yosef, should begin saying the Saint Talmater on the 7th day of Cheshvan, together with everybody else from Eretz Yisrael. The Bricky Yosef also says that if the person from Eretz Yisrael did not leave Eretz Yisrael until after Zayin Cheshvan, and he had already begun saying the Saint Talmater before coming to Chutz La'aretz, he should continue saying it when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, because once you start davening the Saint Talmater, and particularly if we have the opinion of the Rush, that the Rush says that in Chutz La'aretz b'zman hazeh we ought to begin saying the Saint Talmater in Europe and America earlier. So you could, if you started in Eretz Yisrael saying the Saint Talmater, even though we in Chutz La'aretz have not yet begun, you could continue. Dratvas says that one should always follow the Minig Hamokim. We'll discuss this in our shir. So if he intends to stay there for the entire season, but if one plans on going home before the end of the winter season, he should conduct himself in according of the minig of his hometown. That means if somebody is in Chutz La'aretz, but he intends to go back to Eretz Yisrael, according to Ritvaz, he should begin saying the Saint Talmater on Zayin Cheshvan. Says the Mishnah, if 17 days in Cheshvan came and the rain hasn't yet come, Hischilu ha'yichidim asalm sholosh tanis. The yichidim begin to fast 3 tanesim. But these fast days are not as serious in their observance like Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, and that's why oichlim v'shoichlim b'shechaseicha, we can eat all night long. However, the Rishonim point out that that's only if they didn't go to sleep. If you go to sleep, you're not supposed to eat if you get up before daybreak, unless you made a tanai, you made a condition that if you're going to get up, you'll be allowed to eat. Mutarim b'malacha, on these fast days, you're allowed to do work. Rechitza b'sicha b'nil sasan b'tash shemita. Hegi Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'liyad g'shamim, continues the Mishnah, that once Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and the rain hasn't fallen, Bezdin goes from Sholosh Tanis al Tzibur. At that point, Bezdin makes a gzer that we should fast Monday, Thursday. Monday, as the Gemara will explain, Oichlam v'shoysu m'chashecha, and even on these fast days, we're allowed to eat at night. U'metarim v'malacha v'chitz v'sicha v'nil sasana b'tashuv shamita. Once these fast days, again, don't have that seriousness. And the reason we wait till Rosh Chodesh Kislev, explained the Mefarshim, is because till then, the Yechidim are fasting. So we wait till the Yechidim complete their fast cycle, and then we begin. Man Yechidim, ask the Gemara, who are the Yechidim? Amar of Yehuda, the Yechidim are the Rabbanim. And I saw an explanation that Rav David Feinstein Shlita said in the name of his father, Rav Michal Feinstein Zatzal, why they called Yechidim. So he says Yechidim are people who are alone. He says the difference between a great person, between a Talmud Chacham and other people, is that other people are influenced, as the Rambam says, that's the way people are. They get influenced by their environment, they get influenced by their neighbors. He says what makes Yechidim great is that they're not influenced. They remain Yechidim, they remain by themselves, not influenced by anyone else. Vamra v'huna, Yechidim asanim shloshos taneis, the Yechidim fast three taneisim. What are the three taneisim they fast? Sheni v'chamish v'sheni. My kamash malon. Ask them what the Rav Huna just teach us. Tanina, aren't we going to learn in the Mishnah that ein goizim tanis latziba b'tchila b'chamishi? We never begin a series of fast on Thursday, because we're concerned if we're going to make a fast day on that day, the prices of food will go out, will go up. Because people, and I saw many pshatim in the Rishonim, why that should be. One pshat is Rashi's pshat, that if people see that people are buying a lot of food, if the merchants see that people are buying a lot of food, they're going to think that there's a hunger coming to the world and they're going to raise the food. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that they used to live in the cities, but the food was delivered from the villages and people won't bring enough food and they won't have enough food for Shabbos and for after the fast. Another pshat is that since they see that people are fasting because of there's a rain, so even if there's Baruch Hashem, enough food available, people are going to think if it already came to the point that people need to fast, that's a proof that there's going to be a shortage of food and they automatically raise the prices. Ella, Sholosh Tanis Rishonis, we always make the Tanation should be in the series Sheni Chamishi Visheni. On Monday, Thursday, Monday. On Monday, the concerns we just mentioned don't exist, says the Gemara. So Madatema, but we would think, when don't we begin on a Thursday? Hani Mili Tzibur. When we're talking about a Tzibur, so a Tzibur needs a lot of food, so these concerns are much more acute under such circumstances. Ava Yochid Loi. But when it's just a Yochid, we don't have these concerns. Kamash Malan, that even when it's a small group of people fasting, we have these concerns, and therefore we should not begin the fast on a Thursday. We do it on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Continues the Gemara, Mafsikin, if we began the series and the Monday or the Thursday turn out to be Rosh Chodesh, then we don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. That means if Monday or Thursday on Rosh Chodesh, we don't begin the fast day on a Rosh Chodesh. And similarly, as the Megillas Tainus, we discussed the Megillas Tainus previous, we're going to speak in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches Beis, there were days that were decided to be Yom Tovim, and those days also we shouldn't establish the fast day. There is a Machlokes Rishonim, because given that we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that Batla Tainus, Megillus Tainus. So do these halachas still apply even bizman hazeh? So here we see how concerned Chazal were for Hafkar Sharim, that things should not be overpriced. And that's why we know that the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that if they see the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Resh Mem Beis, of cotton Beis, that if the people who sell fish raise the price, the Chachamim made takonis that we shouldn't buy fish for Shabbos. Chazal was so concerned that we should make sure that the price of fish remains in place. And the Sefer Chashuki Chemet points out that Hafkar Sharim, making sure that the price remains fair, is not just an obligation, says the Chashuki Chemet, on the seller. It's also an obligation on the buyer to make sure that everything remains fair. Tana Rabbanan, Al Yoimer Adam Talmud Ani, a person, we just said that there's a Yochid, and the Yechidim begin fasting. We're also going to speak about Talmidim. So says the Gemara, Al Yoimer Adam Talmud Ani, Veni Royal Yis Yochid, I'm only a Talmud, and I'm not worthy to be in the category of a Yochid. I'll call Talmid Chachamim, as far as this is concerned, allowed to treat themselves as like Yechidim. So ask the Gemara, how do we determine who is who? Ezu Yochid ve'ezu Talmud. Yochid kol shiroilim nois panas el tzibur. If somebody is a great enough Talmud Chochem that could answer a shayla in any area of halacha, that he could be appointed a panas el tzibur, that person is a Yochid. Talmud kol shishayon shedvar halacha b'limudoy. If the subject that he's studying, he's familiar with, V'omer, he can answer any question on that subject. Even if it's Masech Tekala, which is a short Masech Tekala, if he knows what he's learning, he could be considered a Talmud. Others say that they used to have Yarchi Kala. They used to have a Masech Tekala that they all learned together. And if he's familiar with the Masech Tekala that they're learning all together, that's enough to make him into a Talmud. Tana Banan, Lokal writes Alas Atzma Yochar Oisoi. Not everybody could treat himself as a Yochid just because he thinks he's worthy of that Talmud title. Talmud, I say, but a person could treat himself like a Talmud. And as the Rishonim explained, apparently they had a different type of garments that the Talmidim wore, and anybody could start to wear those type of garments. Divrei Remeya. Rav Yossi Omer, Oysa, a person could treat himself like a Yochid. There's nothing great about fasting. So somebody is, even though he may not be on that madrega, but if he's taking it on as a chumrah that he should fast because Klal Yisrael is suffering, that's admirable. Tanya Idach, continues the Gemara, but you could always treat yourself as a Talmud, divrei Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer, b'med dvar mamurim, b'dvar shel shvach, when it comes to COVID, av b'dvar shel tzar, when it comes to tzar, oisa, v'zoch l'toiv, and not only is it okay, but he should be praised for it, shein shvach loy el tzar loy. Tana bar misha yimasana al tzara, if somebody was fasting because something terrible was happening, v'avra, and he's fasting, and the tzara passed, Baruch Hashem. Alachayla, he was fasting because he wanted a schus for somebody who's not well. And Baruch Hashem in the srapa, and that person got well, he has to raise a masana mashlam. He has to complete his fast. And Rishonim explained, because once he accepted upon himself that he's going to fast, he has to fulfill his obligation even if the situation passed. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun, discusses that in certain places they had a minig to work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and certain places that they had a minig not to work. And our Gemara focuses on such a situation about places with different minhagim. So says the Mishnah, I'm hoylech v'makom she'ein mis'anim. If you go to a place where they don't fast, but in the place where you're going, they do fast, you have to participate and fast along with them. Or vice versa. You live in a place with Makom Shem Misanim, L'Makom Sheim Misanim. You live in a place where they are fasting, but you've arrived at a place where they don't fast. Harezim Misanim, you have to continue fasting. Mashlim, you have to fast as long as all the people. We have a Machloikus Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. The simple Pshat in the Gemara is it depends. This person that comes from a place where they're fasting should complete his fast if it's his intention to go back. So even though right now he's not there, but since it's his intention to go back, he has to complete his fast. Others say it's not dependent on his going back. Once he accepted upon himself to fast, he has an obligation to fulfill his obligation. Shachach v'och v'shasa. Somebody who came from a place where they're not fasting and came to a place where they are fasting. Och v'shasa. And he accidentally ate because he didn't realize that today is really a fast day. Says the Gemara, Ayisrab ifnei tzibur. He shouldn't show as if he just ate. It's not appropriate. Vayanik idunim ba'atzmai, and he should in general stay very low profile. Shnamar, as the pasuk says regarding Yaakov Avinu, v'yar Yaakov. Says the pasuk Yeshev Mitzrayim, V'yom Yaakov Banov Lo Mitzro. Even though Baruch Hashem, you have what to eat, nobody else should see that Baruch Hashem you have enough to eat. Amlam Yaakov Banov. Yaakov said to his children, Al Tiru Atzmechem Kshatem Sveim. You are Baruch Hashem satiated. Don't show off that you are Lo Bifnei Esav Lo Bifnei Yishmol. Not in front of Esav and Yishmol, and because we don't want them to be jealous. So since the Gemara mentioned what Yaakov spoke to his children, says the Gemara, he said to them, V'yishlach Yosef sends his brothers back, and the pasuk says, V'yishlach Esocha V'yelechu V'yoymalam Al Tirguzu B'derech. What does that mean? Amar Belezo, Amalam Yosef Lachiv. Yosef said to his brother, Al Tasku B'dvar Locha. Don't speak and learning when you're traveling. Shema tirgzu aleichem aderech, because somebody will it may cause that they should not pay attention to the road. Any ask the Gemara, is that true? V'amar Rabbi Loi Berbrach Yishnei Tamidei Chacham Shemahalkum Derech Vein B'Neim Divrei Torah. If two Tamidei Chacham are traveling and they're not speaking Divrei Torah, ruinly sorrow, they ought to get burnt in fire. Shenema, the pasuk speaks about Eliyahu Novi as he's taking leave from Elisha and Eliyahu taking leave from each other. And the pasuk says V'hi Heima Holchim V'Daber V'nei Rechev Eish V'Susa Eish V'Yafridu B'Neim Tamid Ikadibur. The reason there was Torah, that was why they were able to remain together. Haleka Dibur, Ruin Lesarif. Answers, Gemara Lakasha, Halam Migris. To learn Torah without really needing to delve into it, that is permitted, because it's not something that will so overtake them. Hala Yune, but if Yosef was said, don't get too involved in learning, because if you're going to get too involved in learning, then you may lose track of where you're going. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, we say every day in Krishma, Avalechtecha B'derech. So that even when we're traveling, we're supposed to talk and learning. So how do we say here that we don't have to talk and learning? So of course, the obvious answer is the Teretz that we're learning here. That there's a different type of learning. Bekiyas may be learned, Iyun may not be learned. But then I saw a different pshat. Al tirgzu b'derech, al tisasku b'dvar halacha, Yosef was telling his brothers, of course, one should learn. But what you're supposed to do when you're traveling is you have to be careful that when you're traveling, you should not start being machmer with different chumras in halacha. Because if you start being machmer with different chumras in halacha, what that could cause is that you'll be so preoccupied with that you'll forget that you're traveling and that you're supposed to pay attention to the road. I saw another pshat that when you're traveling, you're not supposed to eat too much, as we're going to learn. The pasuk says, "V'ya'ancha v'yirivecha." Another pshat that when traveling, we just said we're supposed to learn Torah. So I saw that the pshat is that Why? And if you don't, Chas v'Shalom, really sorry, because the Torah is compared to fire. The pasuk says, "Haloi koi devari ka'eshnum Hashem." So it says the Ben Yoyad, if somebody separates himself from the Torah, that's why they're supposed to learn. So the question is, I saw it from the Brisker Rav, Eliyahu and Elisha were speaking about incredible things. They were speaking about Dvar Ma'im de Baruma Shalaylam. And yet the pasuk says that they have to be learning. What were they talking about? They were obviously talking about Divrei Torah. And still, says the Brisker Rav, the pasuk says, be careful to speak and learning. Anything besides Divrei Torah is not acceptable. And as much as you're supposed to do, you're supposed to learn Torah. That is what's required to teach us. Says the Gemara, Baras nisatana atafsi psi gasa, don't take very large steps, v'chnisachamal ir, and make sure that when you get to the city, you should make sure to get to the city when the sun is still out. So Taisus the very mask psi atafsi psi gasa, dama ma psi gasa, and tells echem chamesh meis ma'aranim shaladim. Taking large steps takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. V'chnisu chamal ir, and come into the city when it's still light. K'rav Yehuda Marav. Dam Rav Yehuda Marav. Lo'elam yetz adam v'chi toiv. A person should leave the city when it's still light. V'ikarnas v'chi toiv. And enter the city that he's traveling to when it's still light. Sh'nemer ha'boika or only when it was light v'noshim sholchu. So Tosfos asks why, if that's the case, as soon as somebody takes 500 steps, he shall lose his eyesight. So Tosfos gives a number of terutzim. One teretz that Tosfos says is that only the first step has this effect. Another pshat is that every step takes away a 500th of what was left. And since every step only takes away 1/500th of what was left, that's why it's not so significant. What is the shear of a psia gasa? Shirashi Masech the Shabbos says the shear is taking a step that is more than an amma wide. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the step should be that there shouldn't be a law that you should put down the first foot and then afterwards pick up the second foot. In other words, basically what we're saying is that take short steps, don't take large steps. And I saw that Chassam Sofer said, what is the lesson? Why is it so significant to teach us that you should take short, small steps, not big steps? So says the Chassam Sofer, because there's a lesson here. The lesson is, as a person is attempting to grow in his Avodas Hashem, he has to be very careful to take small steps at a time, not climb too fast, not take steps that are larger than he ought to.